sometimes they get serious, but we let them become, molehills become mountains so easily in our lives. And churches are a ripe ground for that, and lose focus on the main thing. Mm-hmm. And so...
Well, I will take your advice under advisement.
I hope you will. And I if you're studying, I mean, if you like to do it alone, to begin with, there are a couple of fabulous books. If you haven't read them, they should be part of your life. One of them is Mere Christianity by C.S. Lewis. Have you read that?
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
Well, I may give you that book then.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know of C.S. Lewis?
Yes, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yes, The Lion, the Witch, and the Narnia series. He had Screwtape Letters. Have you read that?
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
I read that when I was at Stanford. He was still alive when I read that. It was his first big book that he wrote in the 1940s, during the war, during the dread days when it looked like England might be overcome by Nazi Germany. And I'll never cease to be grateful for whatever teacher it was that I don't even remember at Stanford, who said, that is a book I ought to read. And so I did. And it gradually led to, I know, changing my life a lot.
Huh.
Then his great classic, though, is Mere Christianity, which a person with your intellect, I think, would find fascinating. And do you know what a philologist is?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a person who, the study of words?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, C.S. Lewis is said to be one of the great philologists of this era, and that his choice and use of words is so precise. He's able to make, you know, profound statements and observations, and his choice of words makes it seem simple. And so he is just a great
guy. That's interesting.
So I'm going to make a note to myself. I've got an extra one of those.
You have one here? Oh.
Well, I'm just wondering if I have one here. I should, because I've given away a lot of them.
Well, I'm sure I can find one somewhere.
Well, I'd like to just get it for you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
So excuse me for getting off too far there.
That's okay.
Okay.
What do you have to do at 12? Do you have
We're going to a movie.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're...
So we may not be able to finish this interview, but we'll see.
All right, well, go ahead.
Okay. What kinds of names did you have for your mother and father?
What kind of what?
Names. What did you call your mother and father?
Oh, all right, I called my mother, Mom, and my dad, Dad.
Okay. And what about your grandparents?
My grandparents were, you know, they were, there was the Mexican influence on my father's side. So we called my grandmother Abuelita, and really just shortened that to Lita. And that's what my kids called my mother, was Lita. And my grandfather was Lito.
Do you speak Spanish?
Yes.
Fluently?
Yes, I mean, I'm going to say it's fluently, but
did you speak it from the time you were a child?
Yes, it was the language spoken in my grandmother's house, and so it was easy. And in the summers, my father bought a farm here, and in the Depression days, we couldn't afford